Well, welcome to House Seats Presents, your live look at entertainment. I'm Bryce, and I'm joined with my cousin extraordinaire, Rachel Windman, right here. Give a shout out to Rachel Windman today.
Hi, everyone. Woo. Hello, 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 hello.
We have a very large audience here today. Like, there are many, many people here today.
Mass amount of people.
I think you put this out there in the world, didn't you? You tweeted it.
I did.
You texted it. You told everybody you're going to come on our show today. This is also our fifth show ever. And this is our last show of the year, so we're making it count today. We're actually talking a few things holiday, because of course this is the week of Christmas. We brought our trees and gifts and whatnot. You'll know more about the trees later, because my aunt, her mom Pam, is the big tree Christmas queen here in town.
Yep.
So we're gonna talk about her too. We're gonna make it inspirational. So first off, we always do a weekend roundup or a week roundup, because I think weekends to people here are a little bit not always the same. I don't have the typical weekend most people have. Neither do you. So that's why you're on here. So first off, I think we have to talk about, because everybody's talking about, and it wasn't really planned that we were going to talk about this, but we have to talk about Miss Universe.
Yeah.
That's what Miss Columbia did this morning when she woke up.
Let's show forgiveness.
I know.
Let's show forgiveness.
Well, the hard part is Miss Columbia, who was last year's winner, crowned Miss Columbia, and they thought, oh, look at that, you know, a repeat. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
double time. And we actually had some House Seats members in the audience there last night. We had tickets to the Miss Universe pageant for seat fillers last night.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to hear all the take from them. We're getting those surveys in right now. So I'm very curious to hear how the reaction has gone to people who are actually physically in the room. But did you see any of the clips?
I didn't get to see the clips, but I did hear a really good story about it.
Uh-huh.
So I got the play-by-play.
Did you care to share? Okay, let's go.
Well, I got the play-by-play, and what I got from it was, ah, he's a human. Like, that is such an easy mistake. And when are we going to change the rules to just first place, second place, third?
Gotcha.
Because
that's how he
up.
Read it, right? Because
he
I
read,
think this is Steve's first Miss Pageant.
Yeah, and he read the first part.
Mm-hmm.
First runner-up being first place.
Right. And but can you imagine? Can you imagine taking the crown away from someone's head?
Yeah, I mean that is a really tough.
Like,
hey,
whoa, like,
sorry about that.
Yeah, like just kidding.
We have another really great prize for you.
Yeah,
it's not number one.
A $500 gift card.
Yeah,
somewhere. You know, I grew up watching those pageants. I'm one of those pageant geeks. I watched all those shows back in the day, the Grammys, all those award shows, but I watched and I voted in my head who I thought would win. Not that I was always attracted to those women on there, but I thought I could choose who would be the winner.
Did you watch it?
I did not watch it. I watched the clips afterward. I watched the aftermath. And believe it or not, we actually have a mutual friend, our friend Joey Galan, who is the fashion designer here in town. He designed Miss Philippines' outfit. Or one of her dresses.
Wow.
So I'm happy for him that Miss Philippines actually won. There we go. Thanks, everybody, to Miss Philippines for actually coming back and being gracious and obviously taking what it was right. But then they went right to the end of the show as soon as she didn't get to have that walk, I guess, of fame.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just start eliminating for second and third place. They're just
maybe
like, hey.
So.
You guys all win.
I think you're right. I think that would probably be a good idea. You just go right to the winner and say, everybody's a winner. Oops, I almost lost my shot. Everybody's a winner. But I thought it was quite an interesting little debacle there. So I wasn't there. We weren't there. So we really can't speak on it anymore. That's it. Done with that. So I wanted to also talk about one of the other things that I did. And Scott, our producer here, he'll appreciate this. So every year, and Rachel and I will talk about this as far as family goes, we give away awesome presents.
Yeah.
For us, we're at the age now, it's not about what we get.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, right?
No.
Except when you guys,
when
you and Lindsay bought me my ice cream maker, a
shout
out to her fiance out there. Lindsay, they bought me the ice cream maker that I wanted.
There's some things in life that you just don't want to get for yourself.
No, you're right.
For me, it was Celine Dion tickets.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so you can give away great things. And so I'm giving every man in my life, including Scott, our producer here. So I have discovered this store now, The Art of Shaving. I'm going to put it.
I was like, are you getting me that?
No. Hey, they do everything. They would do your hair. They're really good. They're really good. They're like a full service, I don't want to say a butcher shop. That's not the word.
It's like a man
barber
shop.
It's a butcher shop. Okay. So I went a couple of weeks ago when I went to the Sinatra show at the Wynn. I needed desperately. I looked like a hoodlum. I looked terrible before I went to that. So I called them up really in an instant and they took care of me. Carlos over at the Forum Shops Art of Shaving included in here. Is the Royal Shave, which is amazing. I think over there, you can get one of those for one of your friends out in the audience.
Oh, yay. Mm-hmm.
Hi. So it's a $65 Royal Shave.
Wow.
Yes, that you can get. And inside also here is some shave cream. It's a peppermint shave cream. And oh, see, everybody started coming in for this. Hiram, yeah, everybody. I'm like,
beards everywhere. Uh-huh. There's beards everywhere.
So this is Scott's gift. So don't all y'all take it here, okay? You got it, Jared? You can't take this one. But, but we will also actually give another one on air next week, or next week, the 4th. We'll be back on the 4th with Matt Goss.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go shave him.
He's one of my fashion idols.
Oh, I already know I have to wear, like Jason's already finding an outfit for me for this because this is going to be a serious show.
Yeah, yeah, you have to look good.
I think there's a Prada suit in my future.
I think so too. Uh-huh.
Necessary.
When interviewing
it's
him.
Absolutely necessary. Well, he was at brunch again at DW yesterday, dressed to the nines, and I was wearing, believe it or not, I was wearing a superhero costume yesterday because it was superhero brunch.
You got
to
redeem yourself. You're like,
yes,
okay.
I was Captain America. We're not showing photos because there were, you know, obvious places that probably shouldn't have been shown as well. I didn't realize in the tights, you know, whatever.
You just don't think tights tight on the skin.
I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't. When I was delivering chilaquiles to tables, I wasn't really thinking about it, but other people were telling me. So I'm going to give another one away to people who write in on the 4th from 3 to 3:30 live on the Vegas Video Network /live. Write us in the chat room. I will give away an Art of Shaving at that time.
Hear that, audience? Jared.
There you go.
Get in that chat room.
For the right question asked. So anyhow. Oh, someone's calling me. How fun is that? All right. So we want to talk with Rachel about a couple things. First, when it relates to house seats and how she actually sort of kept me going in this business. And we promise we're not crying in the show.
Yeah, no crying.
We have tissue paper from Scott's present. That's all we have to use in case of emergency. So when you start a business, it's very difficult. And you're going to talk about this for you guys' business as well. When you start a business, and at the time we did 10 years ago, it's very difficult to do by yourself or carry on when you want to give up. And my business partner and I, who started at the time, Sue Ellen, you know, she and I started 10 years ago, and she left about 4 years in and left me to run it by myself. I still had one employee as well. But I think the challenges you have is trying to build your brand. And the same thing with DW Bistro when we started that 6 years ago, where you're alone sort of with an idea and you're there doing all the everyday work. Excuse me. And I came in from a PR background and marketing background, but you know, sometimes you lose sight of it for yourself and you rely on word of mouth and you rely on other people telling about it. So, I mean, house seats, I think 10 years solely has only been on word of mouth. Like we've offered referrals and all those things on the site, but our members are basically the word of mouth for the site that keep the site rolling along.
Which is the best branding out there,
of course.
Word of mouth.
You know?
That's the most important factor is treating people good, creating good experiences. You know, I think marketing got really confusing for like 10 years, especially for small business owners.
Yeah.
They run into challenges, I think more or less of confusion.
Right.
What do I do now? You know, I wanted to open up a bar. I wanted to open a restaurant. I wanted to start a modeling agency. And that was my vision.
Yeah.
But I didn't necessarily know how to market and now marketing is really confusing. You have engagement. You have social media. You have online advertising. You have people coming in through your door.
Yeah.
And I think it's just reminding everyone to keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know, have a good product. Understand your voice. You know, what are you saying? How are you saying it? Intentional marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be intentional.
Be on purpose.
On purpose. And I think, you know, I know we break it down just in a simple way. First, to help the business owner understand what they're doing and how we're doing it.
Right.
So they feel that they're a part of the process because this is their business. This is their life. This is everything. You know, with myself and my two partners, this is our everything. This is what we dream about, sleep, breathe. And so you have to hold that very dear to your heart when you're dealing with someone else's business. And we really do that. We take a very vulnerable perspective to dealing with clients and business and marketing.
Right.
Because we're all humans.
Yes.
We make mistakes. Things aren't perfect. You're not always going to have an ROI.
Right.
So if you're not always going to have that, what's going to be the best way to get from A to B?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best way to get there not stressed and not spending time with your family and not going to the beach on Christmas if you want to go to the beach on Christmas? So we really try to educate the clients that we work with more than anything to figure out what the roadblocks are with themselves, what's holding them back from getting from here to here. And then we help them just create a roadmap, and then we help them stick to that roadmap by creating timelines.
And I think that's the scary part for a lot of business owners as we talk about this, and basically what Rachel's talking about as far as her company is going, Marketings, MRKTENGS.
Stands for Market Engineers. Mm-hmm.
So when you're thinking about marketing, it's not, they're basically helping you drive this car. Yeah. I mean, you have the keys, you have all the tools that you're doing, everybody that you've hired out, especially at House Seats and DW, they've helped with both of those on the branding side of us, where we're in the car, we're driving, you've got the chefs, you've got everybody. How do you all play together? And that's the hard part for a lot of businesses, to be vulnerable enough to share those experiences. I know that was for us, being vulnerable enough to say, hey, these are my challenges. I know how to do this. My partner knows how to do that. You know, cooking, I don't do that. There's areas that we all succeed in that we need help on sort of wrangling together.
Yeah, it's always knowing your strengths. Mm-hmm. And humans were made to collaborate. So we're made.
Amen.
So we call it co-building.
Okay.
So we take on a project, we'll realize what would be the best super team for this project.
Right.
You know, maybe there's a graphic designer with a certain style that fits that specific brand. Maybe there's an event curator that's perfect. Mm-hmm. They want to do one event.
Right.
And
your company's not so cookie cutter. And that's the thing I want people to understand, is that when you go to an agency to help, to pick, they're shopping you as much as you're shopping them to find out if it's a fit for, you know, what you're, where you're spending your time.
Definitely.
And where they're spending their resources to put the right people in place to do it.
Definitely. And, you know, agencies definitely serve a purpose. You know, there's, you know, a need and a want for them. And then there's a place for us as well. And I think we're just really creating that space. You know, we're not like everybody else. Mm-hmm. We do take a very, when I say vulnerable style to business.
Yeah.
We believe in treating people good and being intentional with a meeting. What energy do I want to bring to this meeting? Do I want to bring energy? Do I want to bring ideas? And we really want to make clients feel safe.
Right.
You know, they're business owners. They're scared every day.
Every day. I get scared every single day I wake up. Cause you know what? It's never the same shit, different day thing.
Yeah.
We can say that on air. It is not ever, people ask me all the time, you know, the same, you know, I think about the same things. I've never said that to anybody in my entire life. How's your day? No. Oh, same shit, different day. No, that's never happened. It's always different.
It's always different. Yeah. And so there's always new roadblocks and always new things to push through.
Right.
And you can't function or run your organization until we get to the heart of everything.
Right.
And so we combine, you know, our strategy and business intelligence combined with emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a hybrid of, you know, your marketing agency mixed with like a creative counselor.
Yeah.
You know, we're there to hear all your problems and roadblocks and help you push through those. And we really want to create change. And we started this company to do that. We didn't start this company to make money. Mm-hmm. We started this company because we loved people and we loved business.
Yeah.
And we loved watching people succeed. And so what better way to combine all of those things is take a little bit of strategy and those desires of wanting to make change. And it really changes. We've seen a different way of doing business.
Yeah.
We've attracted amazing clients. We've attracted amazing ideas and brainstorms, and we see people light up every day. And I think it's because we're not trying to be someone else. We're just being ourselves.
Right.
And our true intention is to help people.
Well, and you believe in the law of attraction. So that's one of the things we can talk about too.
Definitely.
But I want to show a picture of Rachel and her partners in marketing, because if you follow them on Instagram at all, this is the type of stuff they post, which makes you feel really good. And they're in the room here. Yes. Lindsay and Jared right out here in the audience. They're in the room. They and all of you come from such varied backgrounds to help. And
huge
to pull resources
backgrounds.
And things
yeah.
in all kinds of ways. Organization. I mean, I know Lindsay kid over there, she's fabulous.
Well, I think like you said earlier, the most important thing I feel in life, in any organization, is know your strength.
Right.
You know, don't work
and only
on
play
your weaknesses
to those.
And
don't.
Just play to
yeah.
that and
yeah.
partner with your weaknesses.
Yeah.
And we are all at the top of each vertical that we handle within our organization. And we trust each other that, hey, you know this better than anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to challenge that. I'm going to go with you. And, you know, I think we laugh a lot. We have fun. We bring, you know, if we're going to work long days and long hours, then you need to enjoy the journey. You need to enjoy the little victories, you know, and we definitely do that. We get excited when we write a good email,
right?
You know,
no, that's good.
And I think that that's the key, you know, you gotta enjoy the journey, and life is about working, enjoying your clients, enjoying your customers, your people, and making sure that it just is all working together. You know, it's not like I go to work and then I'm off work.
Right.
It's like life is work and we all just are in a flow of that. If we're doing what we really love doing.
I mean, I know you had a lot of experience with House Seats and DW because you indirectly were involved in them over the years. There's that little slight caveat we have to tell you. She is my cousin, but also a very personal confidant when it comes to business. Because again, when you're in business a lot, you're alone. And you have to sort of develop man crushes in business. I'm a huge fan of Richard Branson. Like, he is one of the people that I would love to spend a week in his shoes, reading his calendar, knowing how he manages all of the things that he does and still has time to, you know, get away to Necker Island for a day or a week or whatever, the island that he owns, but also just how you run your company in that same vein. Because everything you follow, whether it's Instagram, whether you see postings or emails from a company, the message is always the same.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things with House Seats. We've always kept this conversational to our emails, even to our customer service emails, even to the way we do business out in the world.
Consistency is everything.
And, oh, we have a chat question. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
You got it. Ruth, I know who this Ruth is out there. Ruth wants to know what our biggest goal is for 2016. That is a good loaded question because I love that she used the word goal, first of all.
That means there's only one.
But instead of, what's the word everybody knows for New Year's? Resolutions. We don't make any of those.
No.
I never make a New Year's resolution, Ruth. That's the first goal. It's a goal.
Goals are a lifestyle.
Yeah.
They're not, they don't start and stop. You don't just, you know, you do. You create new goals and develop, but it has to be a part of your life that you create goals, set a deadline. Mm-hmm. I want to create this goal by this time on this date. And then what do? You break it, you break it up into phases. If I want to attain that goal by December 1st, then I need to do this week monthly, and I need to do this weekly, and I need to do this daily, and then I need
to
do this by the minute. And I mean, I have second goals, minute goals, you know,
because
sometimes just a goal of life is like brushing your teeth, you know,
getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
Last week I was in my pajamas at 3 o'clock. Today we're in ugly. Well, they're not really ugly. I think your sweater's cute, and I think your sweater's cute. So.
Yeah.
Oh. And we got another question about where we got our sweaters.
Oh, we didn't answer what our goals were. So I'll let you go first.
I was going to basically say, Ruth, I have a little small goal that I've been working on for the last 2 years, opening the next DW Kitchen and Market. And I want to get that open. I want to get that going and open and that brand continuing the track that it's on. That is actually that is a goal to hit right in the beginning of 2016. We're hoping to do March, April of 2016. And that is been in my forefront. I want to get that open because that's another center for what DW represents, what Brands We Build represents, is the life that we've built and how to share it with continue with everybody else. I want to get that open so more people can get a part of that brand.
I love that goal. Yeah. That goal gets me really excited.
I'm really excited. Everybody in this room is excited. I know too. I know.
Yes.
I can tell you.
Yes.
That is the right. That is the right
song
for that moment.
Yes. For everything that goal encompasses.
Thank you. Thank you, Ruth.
My goal this year, which would be my biggest one because it's completely outside of my comfort zone, is to write a book. And, you know, I think you usually create thinking like, oh, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to sell millions of copies. Mm-hmm. You know, what I've learned this year through my two partners and with their influence is creation and how important it is to create every day.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter if it's just for a minute. If you want to write a book, have it be a thought, set a plan, write one copy, write it for yourself, see what happens from it. You know, at least that's what I'm doing for myself.
That's a good
and
goal.
I've never been a writer, you know, I started getting used to the idea of dumping your thoughts, which I also picked up from my team and we practice that within our organization.
Yeah.
We use a platform to make sure that, you know, no ideas, you know, go to the graveyard,
right.
You know, that every idea is out and it's either manifesting or sitting, or we can either push the needle or not.
Well, you never know where you're going to pick up that idea.
Exactly.
No ideas are really a bad idea. And it comes back to you. And we've talked about this many times where ideas that sit sort of dormant come right back into the forefront.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They have a funny way of coming to fruition and manifesting themselves in different ways. So this year's big goal, Ruth, is to write a book.
It's not a small goal.
No.
But I love it because Rachel is one of those people that's very disciplined and she could talk to you for probably the next hour about how she builds her day, because this is very inspirational. This is something that she and I have shared over the years. In fact, Rachel, actually, Ruth, shared, Rachel shared her goals with me, one of the last times we talked. And so, Rachel's very inspiring, not only my cousin, but, and also her mom. We have to talk a little bit about her mom while we're on the show.
Yeah. A little holiday.
Let's have a little holiday. Cheer, cheer, cheer. This is Aunt Pammy. Hope you're watching Aunt Pammy.
She'll watch later. Probably. She'll watch later. She's at work.
So she has been labeled the Christmas queen. Do you want to tell people a little bit about that story here while we're here? If you don't mind.
I do. You know, that story is at the forefront of my mind. Speaking of creation, I've been drawing again. I haven't done that since I was 13. Mm-hmm. And I've been illustrating a book called The Christmas Queen, which is a way for me to memorialize my mother. But, you know, she's always been good about triumph and, you know, making things great, even when they're not perfect. And, you know, she got her title The Christmas Queen because she decorates Christmas trees. Professionally, not as much so as much now. Now we do more or less surprise trees.
Yeah.
Now we do trees for people that we really care about and all of that. But
I think we have a couple trees too on our.
Yeah.
You can run those. Yeah.
She, I tried to do a Clark Griswold last year. That is a 15-foot tree and a 10-foot ceilinged house. And it took almost eight hours with three people. That was great.
Wow.
So she started decorating Christmas trees. The first year that we kind of went through some trials and tribulations, and our family was always really big on presents, you know, 50 deep, you know, each kid, each grandkid. And the first year that my family could not do that 50 deep, we couldn't even do 5 deep or 25 deep. We did 1 deep, excuse me. And that one present was amazing. And she was able to get us that one present because she started decorating Christmas trees to earn some extra money. She was already working 3 jobs or 2 jobs. I don't know at that point, but she was working all the time.
Yeah.
And what better way to not only honor a tradition that her family really enjoys, our family really enjoys,
yes.
And to keep that going within her heart, but also to share with others. And it's always been a really cool story. And she's always created a really fun holiday for myself and many people.
No, and many people. I mean, she did the tree at DW Bistro, but she's done trees for a myriad of people in town here. And she loves it.
She starts
shopping the day after Christmas for, I think I already started to tell her we want a Star Wars tree next year.
She already has her tree planned for next year or the next 3 years.
Got it down. And she has warehouses full of supplies.
And she likes them wacky and imperfect. And she always tells me, because I'm always like, Mom, every year she asks me, what kind of tree do you want this year? I want a traditional tree, just gold and pretty and gorgeous. She goes, it's not going to be like a wazoo tree. You never want a wazoo tree. Her tree this year was one in a minion Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she doesn't like the norm.
No.
She doesn't like traditional.
What do you think is the greatest trait you've inherited from your mom?
You know, I actually think I'm just now learning that in the past 2 weeks. I've been uncovering a lot about myself. And when we were at the Nutcracker over the weekend, my girlfriend had asked my mom, you know, she had taken her best friend and they've been friends for 51 years. And she said, what do you say is the key to a friendship? You know, 51 years, that's a long time. And they were saying, you know, laugh. So I learned to laugh from my mom.
Like, I think we all learned to laugh from Aunt Pam.
And I love taking that anywhere I go. That's an intention that I always want to bring is laughter.
Yeah.
And you know, really sticking up for the underdog and just compassion is to show compassion of all walks of life.
Yeah.
And to be people's cheerleader, you know. She was a cheerleader in high school, I think. She's also like a soul cheerleader, too.
She is. She definitely cheers on the whole family.
Yeah.
If you want to know more about Aunt Pam, just look at a Christmas tree. Just sing a Christmas song at the wrong time of year. And that will be how you feel. I mean, Aunt Pammy is one of the most bright stars in the galaxy.
She's the, you know, all year long spirit
of
Christmas.
She is. Totally. We love you. Also, we want to close out real quick and talk about one of the things that we have done, you and I, over the years that we need to continue to do more of, is pay it forward. Pay it forward is something that Rachel and I have done over the years.
Yeah.
We have stopped people on the street and given them bouquets of flowers for no reason.
Yeah, you know, we've done so many special things together with giving back. That's something that we've always bonded over, was doing good for people and always in order, we've received a lot in our lives. We're very, very lucky. We're very grateful. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because we give so much and we give so selflessly to others. And if there's anything that I think you and I can ever motivate people to do, especially not just during the holiday season, all year long, mm-hmm. is to show compassion, give back, you know, pay it forward, you know, just keep opening up doors for people. Pay it forward in just normal, polite ways. Don't make
it's not all Starbucks
make it a
life in line.
Store.
It's all kinds of things.
Lifestyle to where you're naturally thinking of yourself and thinking of others. You know, am I comfortable? And if I'm comfortable, then how can I make the next person comfortable after I'm comfortable?
We just, we did an adopt a family, yesterday that I'm part of one that does it for Candlelighters every year. And all this kid asked for something very unusual that we weren't able to get. I don't know if anybody knows about this pie face game. Seems like very mean, but it's apparently the Christmas Tickle Me Elmo thing of this Christmas. You can't get it. Like as soon as the store have it, it's gone.
Yeah.
But he wanted, you know, it was nice to be just to be able to buy a jacket, tennis shoes.
Yep.
Xbox
Our
games.
Friends did the same. I have a group of friends. Shout out it's to all the friends. Shout
everybody
out.
Who adopted
Courtney
a family.
Courtney Orley, we all adopted Woo! A family. Everyone,
everybody
give a shout out to
Everybody in this room has done something.
Yep.
All of you.
Lindsay, everyone. Yes. One cool story before
yeah.
we end.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's actually about you and giving back to a family. You know, what actually sparked our idea for Pay It Forward Day, I actually remember the drive very vividly. We were driving downtown on Eastern. I remember sitting in your front seat and you... We're paying it forward. There was a woman that I believe was homeless at one point, and you had been talking with her. I might cry over this because it's really sweet. You had been talking
Katrina.
With her
mm-hmm.
and staying with her, and you got it to where she got a home. And then we had bought the son guitar lessons because he wanted to learn guitar. And these were just people you didn't even know. And you coached them. Activated them to take the next step in life to where she was having a home. They had a Christmas, and that's huge. And that's actually what originally started the Pay It Forward Day, because they were like, oh, we need to do this all the time. We need to just go do random things. We need to just go to the grocery store and buy someone's mm-hmm, groceries mm-hmm. And just say, hey, like this holiday is on us. And everyone needs to do that, but it needs to be every day, continuously. And the only way you make it a habit is by thinking about it all the time.
All the time. Thank you yeah. for remembering that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember Katrina and her son.
Yeah.
Wherever they are now. Cheers to them.
Yeah. Cheers to them. Happy holidays.
To them. Happy holidays to everyone. Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Rachel, for coming on.
Yeah. Thank
for
you.
For being vulnerable and for
thank
telling
you.
Us. Happy holidays. We will be back. Oh, let's pop the popcorn here. Woo! We will be back. January 4th at 3:00 with Matt Goss. So right now we're going to have a little white chocolate popcorn. And we're going to share with everybody in the audience. So
courtesy of Candyland Express.
Candyland Express.
Pammy, the Christmas Queen's sister.
This is right.
Can you believe that?
We're keeping it all in the family here. So it's the holidays. I love you.
I love you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We'll see you in January. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
It's been a pleasure.
Bye.
Thank
Woo!
You. Woo!